LinkedIn. We are live for the second time. We'll be talking about reflection on 2020, very short and sweet. Just do a bit of a recap. At the beginning of this week, week, we did our first LinkedIn live, and we talked about setting goals for 2021. More than 100 people were at our webinar and actually took charge of their 2021 already by thinking ahead of what it is they really want and desire for next year. And we provided these people with a tool, which was a guide with questions regarding looking back a little bit on this year, but mostly just going forward with how to actually set your goals for next year and get that commitment from yourself to actually be serious about it and do it. But because we heard a lot of feedback from people saying, you know, love this and I'm doing it and I'm working on it, but I also want to reflect on 2020 and I'm not quite sure how to do it correctly, we decided to share our 2020 reflection questions with you in this very short LinkedIn live. But first, yeah, I guess the importance of reflecting.
Yeah, as we already said in that previous masterclass, which you can find online on the link here below, is that goals are linked to reflection for so many reasons. Because if you know what happened in the past year or in the past period, and you're able to be happy with what you already have, then you can also be happy and grateful for what you will gain. Because if you are not happy with the good things of 2020 and all the things that you have and have attained, then it's so much easier to.
And apart from the fact that you can see what you already have and be proud or grateful for what you have, you can also actually take a moment, a conscious moment in time to say what happened during the year. Because of course we can all look back at 2020 and say, whoa, it was one big blur and all I can think of is just working from home, for instance. But I guess it's also a lot about just taking a moment, just look at the whole year. So how was January, but also how was it around my birthday, or how was it around the summer? And also, apart from the timeline, just looking at all areas of life. And of course, we're on LinkedIn, but it shouldn't be just career related. It should definitely also be mental, mindset, physical, how your relationships were. So it's just good to be very conscious about.
Cherish the good things, count your blessings. And from there, it's so much easier to go after new goals because you're already really happy and you just want more of that. And so that's the good thing about focusing on the positive things.
Yeah.
But it's also a good moment to say, okay, I had some challenges this year. And in the moment, they were very painful. But now I can be very happy and proud that I overcame them.
Yeah.
And that I actually grew as a result, a person.
So it could be that, of course, we all had our different and maybe unique setbacks. Of course, we always have setbacks in our lives, but I think you can say that we had to deal with things like being more flexible, adjusting, making new plans, being okay with having not that much to do. And you can look back in anger and you can say, you know, it's been a shit year. I want to forget it. I want it to be January 1st. But we can all tell you that, of course, life is not going to be different a day or two later. You have to actually take charge and see which lessons indeed you learned, the good and the bad. Because indeed, where you make the most growth in your life is the challenges you faced and overcame.
Yeah. And some things are just... we're not just challenges, but just sucked and in the moment, but also looking back now. And it's also good to acknowledge them and to look at those painful things that maybe even, were very bad and you didn't learn from it at all. Or people that, you think wronged you. It's also good to acknowledge those things and take a moment to forgive those people, forgive those situations, forgive the entire, perhaps even the virus.
Or yourself for thinking bad things or saying bad things that you maybe regret. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean you have to go back to that person or that situation and actually say, like, I will forget what you said or did, but rather I will just forgive the person for what he or she said or did or didn't mean to do or did do. And I would like to move on, because you don't want to hold grudges in the new year.
No.
Yeah.
No, you want to let go of those emotional charges. And once you did that, I think it's also good to look very practical to and rational to, okay, what are the good things in 2020 that I want to take with me into 2021?
Yeah.
But also, what are the things that I definitely don't want to do in 2021 or don't want to experience?
Or feel.
Yeah. It's more of a practical question, but it's very important as well. And in that way, your reflection helps you a lot with setting your 2021 goals.
Mm. Yeah, indeed. It's a combination. And I guess that when you combine your lessons, your gratitude for what you already have or did receive, and your excitement for a new fresh start, I think you will get a lot of fuel, of fuel to change. And actually feel the urgency to do so. Because, of course, we know it would be unrealistic to say you can control your whole life. No, of course not. But there's so much you can control. And if you know what didn't work for you and something that you actually can take charge of, then, yeah, be the first one to do it, like from right now, so you can already start out with a clean slate in the new year.
Yeah. So, yeah, a lot of different angles to reflection. And I think they're all needed to have a kind of a full-fledged reflection on an emotional level, excitement, but also rational, and just overseeing the past year and closing it off, closing the lid of 2020, and opening the whole new box of 2021 and what it has in store for you.
Yeah. And I think this is like a fun insight. And if you were at the live webinar a few days ago, you probably heard this as well. But the thing is that many of us live life the way life occurs to us. And in a way, of course, you sometimes have to let it be and let it go and stop controlling. But there are so many ways you can actually design your year and make sure that you reach the goals that you set for yourself, because it is possible to make big steps in a year, but you have to make sure that you're accountable for what you're doing and that you know why you're doing it. So just know that there's a balance between letting go, letting control go, but also making sure you have so many exciting, creative, actionable goals that you feel great about, that you will actually feel great about the year and have a positive outlook, whatever happens to either Corona or whatever your private situation might be. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, about reflection, like literally the questions that we have.
Yeah. So we compiled 25 questions that we ask ourselves, have asked ourselves for years. And, that I think are pretty, decent way of, more than decent way to do a reflection. Mm-hmm. We thought about the order of the questions. We thought about the nature of the questions. And there are 25 of them.
Yeah, and pretty balanced. Yeah. I guess that's good to say as well. Like the same with reflection, the same goes for goal setting. You can never look at one area on its own. It's never in a vacuum. Your life has all areas. And it's just good to go back and reflect on all those areas and also make plans for all those areas. So you will find in those 25 questions that we compiled, indeed, there is like a focus on everything. So career, also finance, but also just more of feeling, excitement, and also emotions. Yeah.
Yeah. And also simply asking you, okay, the goals you had for 2020, I know the year was different than we expected, but what happened with those goals, and did you achieve them?
Yeah.
It's important in life to just have these measuring moments. And just as you're setting goals in these weeks for 2021, you have set goals, probably some goals or more, or a lot of goals for 2020. And in our questions, we also check, okay, what did you achieve? And it will be a natural moment at the end of the questions that moves you to
to goal setting. Yeah, indeed. So you'll be guided during those questions. And just to make sure, on screen you will see the link to the free guide, the 25 questions that we compiled. It's an editable PDF, so you'll be able to actually answer the questions right there and have it stored in one place. And indeed, as Leonard said, there's a natural flow to the questions. So starting off pretty broad, going through all topics and areas of life, and ending almost starting with your goal setting. And I think it's just fun to share one of those 25 questions to get people started and kickstarting their reflection before they move on with goal setting.
Yeah. One I really like is the question, what did 2020 teach you?
What did 2020 teach you? Yeah. Whoa. A lot, I guess. That's a really big question.
Yeah. What is it for us?
I guess that we are very controlling people. We like to be in control of what we do and how we spend our time. And indeed, there was so much we did control and actually were successful in achieving, like our move abroad. As you see, we're sitting here in the sun. It's Portugal and it's really warm. Really glad with that decision. But on the other hand, what's also the point of control, that there were so many plans we had, for instance, more live events with GrowTribute, bringing more people together to actually change their lives and change their career paths. And we only managed to do or managed to get one live event, of course, keeping in mind the Corona measures. But we were actually kind of disappointed about that because we felt that this is something that people really needed during the Corona crisis and still do, that connection that we missed, that physical connection. So I would say it taught us, or at least speaking for myself, that don't be too disappointed by things that are beyond your control, and be creative in finding alternatives, and then have the same goal that you didn't achieve for next year. So actually move it forward and try again.
Yeah. Yeah. Never stop.
Yeah. And for you?
Yeah, for me, this year was a lesson that I really need to stay close to close to my passion, close to my strengths, close to my values. And we started the year working together or more with a kind of a side hustle thing, a small business concept, but quickly found out, okay, this is definitely not how we want to spend our time, not even one day per week. Mm-hmm. And we went all in on GrowTribute, the self-development platform that we started in I think back in May officially.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we liked it so much to work on self-development, on helping others with those topics.
Yeah.
And then we really liked it to work with a team, with a group, mm-hmm. in the summer.
Yeah.
And then later this year, October, November, December, we made our move to Portugal, and we really focused on getting all our methods, our coaching methods, and workbooks, get it all into online courses.
Yeah, so making sure we can reach more people and actually expand the business and the support we can offer. Yeah.
So that was what was important for the business, but it was too much of making those courses and working with the methods and fine tuning, and we really missed the interaction. With a group, with other people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really important to know what makes you happy and to do as much as possible of that.
Yeah.
And don't prolong it or postpone it for months, because it will drain your energy.
So indeed, I guess that's the lesson also goes for me, like, know what drains your energy. And of course, some things you still have to do. It's also part of the game, but try to eliminate that as much as possible, or mix it up so you have a balance in your week, so you don't have to only do that. And I guess we learned that by just feeling less inspired. Yeah. And now we're back.
Yeah.
All right.
And curious, of course, let us know in the comments or in a one-on-one DM what your biggest lessons were of 2020.
Yeah.
And if you like this question, we have 24 more of those, of such insightful questions. So I would say head over to the link in the comments of this post, of this video. And give this to yourself. Take this time to reflect and to close 2020 and start a new year fresh.
Yeah, indeed. So just summarizing, once again, we have a free reflection guide for you if you go to our website /2021. In case you find an error on our website, then try again with the www in front of it. Yeah, I know something is off. But we have a free guide with those 25 questions that we mentioned. In case you're ready a bit further ahead, we also have that goal setting guide, the one that we mentioned in our live webinar. And you also find a replay of that masterclass webinar. Yeah. So if you are interested in already setting your goals, you can see those as well. Maybe just good to end off with the 6 tips on reflecting that we shared on LinkedIn this morning that I guess kind of summarize what we just mentioned. So the 6 tips for reflecting on 2020 is this. Number one, focus on the positive things of 2020. As we said, so much you couldn't control, but there's also beautiful things that came out of it.
Yeah.
Number two, see how much you've grown. Yeah. Sometimes we forget.
Yeah. It's really amazing to see where we stood 1 year ago and see that difference.
Yeah.
And it's nice to always be striving for more, but looking back and see the difference in your personal growth, in your in everything, that your skill set.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Indeed. Yeah. Number three, thank yourself and others. Yeah, so not just forgiving yourself and others, which is, by the way, tip 4.
Yeah.
So thank yourself and others, and also forgive yourself and others for whatever happened. Number 5, know what you want to leave behind in 2020. Yeah, so indeed, be very conscious of what it was, that habit, behavior, a thought, a feeling, an activity that just didn't work out. Just make sure you can get rid of it and start off with that.
Decide about that. So decide, okay, this is what I no longer will tolerate in 2021. I know you can make such a decision every single day, and the sooner the better, but this is a perfect moment to say, okay, I don't want this in 2021 anymore.
Indeed. Last one, number 6, the good you want to take with you. So the good things you had in 2020, or the things that occurred to you that you really want to keep and continue. And I guess it's a really beautiful start, ending of the reflection, a very beautiful start of the goal setting.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for watching. We hope you found this valuable. Once again, go to our website /2021 to get the reflection guide, 25 questions on all areas of life, natural flow to it with an editable PDF. So you can just write it down there. And from there, actually start setting your goals with our guide as well for free. So use it to your advantage.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for watching.
All the best for tomorrow, New Year's Eve, and whenever you watch this, and all the best with reflecting and goal setting and making it an amazing 2021.
Indeed, 2021 on your terms.
See you.
All right. Ciao.
Ciao.